Timothy, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Amen. We're living in those times now, aren't we? Living in the last of the last days. We can see this happening right now. Hallelujah. So God has called us to stand for truth. Isn't that right? Because there are so many ministers and so many people that they're afraid to lift the standard of truth. Afraid of, you know, some are afraid that they won't be able to keep their automobiles. You know, isn't that right? I mean, hallelujah, my God. But hallelujah, God is faithful. God has got to come first in our lives. In order to please him, he's got to be first. Hallelujah. He's got to be first. And that's what he's calling for tonight, for us to put him first in our lives. Amen. Now, tonight we're going to look at some scripture. In the book of Acts, chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1. Acts chapter 1. We're going to begin reading at verse 1. We're going to read down to the 14th verse. Acts chapter 1. Begin at verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is Luke writing. Luke wrote the book of Acts, and he wrote the book of Luke. Hallelujah. And what did he say here? Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. O Theophilus. Mm-hmm. Until the day in which he was taken up, uh-huh. He gave commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, all right? Mm-hmm. When he rose from the dead, he appeared unto his disciples. He stayed around for 40 days, and he spoke of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God with many infallible proofs that couldn't be condemned. Many infallible proofs. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Isn't that right? Listen to what he said here. Verse 4. You've heard of me. Amen. He commanded them. He was assembled together with them, and he commanded them, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. All right? Mm-hmm. John baptized with water, didn't he? John came baptizing with water. Isn't that right? He baptized with water unto repentance. But John was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? John went forth to straighten out the path, get things straightened out for the coming of the Lord. He was a forerunner. But John truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore will come, read it. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. This is what they asked him. Lord, would thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel. See, a lot of them thought Jesus came to set the Jews. The Jews thought Jesus came to set them free, deliver them from the hand of that iron hand of Rome. That's what they were looking for. So, Lord, will you restore again the kingdom to Israel? That they were looking at it from a corner standpoint. See, they hadn't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost at this time. Hallelujah. They hadn't received it. So they're asking, will you restore again the kingdom to Israel? And what did Jesus tell them? It's not for you to know the times of the season, which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses unto me. Both. Mm-hmm. And in Judea. And Samaria. And to the uttermost parts of the earth. You're going to be my witnesses. I'm getting ready to leave. He'd been with them 3 years, a little better than 3 years. And he was getting ready to go back to his Father. The Bible says he came from God and he went to God. Isn't that right? Jesus' home was in heaven. That's his home. But he took on flesh and blood. Isn't that right? In order to show us God. Jesus displayed God. He manifested God. He revealed God to us, didn't he? You better believe he did. That's why he was able to say, "He that has seen, when you have seen me, you've seen the Father. For I'm in the Father and the Father's in me." Hallelujah. He was able to say that because he came here, down here on his good green earth. This is God's good green earth that he made. Hallelujah. And he walked about. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He did the will of the Father. Jesus didn't do anything in and of himself, but what he saw his Father do is what he did. He pleased his Father. Amen. "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You're going to be witnesses unto me." Hallelujah. And they were witnesses, weren't they? They were witnesses. And we're witnesses today. Hallelujah. God haven't changed. And God never will change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that right? He doesn't have to change because he's God. He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. He's just. Hallelujah. But he loved us so. He loved us so. And he loved us so that he came down here and set the perfect example. He was the only man that he fulfilled the law, didn't he? Jesus, I didn't come to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill. He fulfilled the law. And the word of God said, all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, what? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So Jesus paid it all, didn't he? He paid a debt that we couldn't pay. He paid a debt that we owed and we couldn't pay it. Blood had to be shed. After Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, blood had to be shed to restore us back to God. Isn't that right? But just anybody couldn't die. It had to be somebody that was sinless to die and to take our sin upon him. He died a substitution of death. He died in our place. Hallelujah. Don't you love him tonight? Amen. Amen, because we ought to love the Lord. We ought to love him, thank God. We love him, why? Because he first loved us. He reached out to us. He came down to us in flesh and blood. I want to stop at verse 14. What verse did you stop at? 9, let's go read. Mm-hmm. Out of their sight, yes, uh-huh. They looked steadfast toward heaven as he was going up. White of pearl, two angels, yes. Which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, watch that ye gain of the heaven." while you're looking up into heaven, what are you standing looking up for? Well, I've been looking up to. Our master was being taken away by God, the one that did everything that they couldn't do, didn't it? I mean, he was, my God, he was the fixer. Isn't that right? He was the one that could do anything. Whatever they needed, he had it. He provided, didn't he? But when the storms was raging upon the sea, hallelujah. Jesus was down in the boat trying to get a little nap. Isn't that right? Might have been snoring. Might have been sawing a few logs. I don't know. But he was asleep. And they went down. He was on a pillow. Sleep in the bottom there, down there. And my God, they got all shook up. He said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Isn't that right? Something is happening up here, Master. We need you. And he came up and took care of the situation because he's fully able to do it. Isn't that right? He came up and just said, peace be still. Amen. And the wind subsided. There came a calm. Isn't that right? That's the reason why when Jesus went to this wedding in Cana of Galilee, they ran out of wine. And his mother came to him and said, they have no wine. She knew he could do something, didn't she? And he said, woman, what about to do with the money? I have not yet come. But, you know, she said she had faith and knew he would take care of it. So whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were 6 water pots sitting there, you know. And Jesus said to them, said, hallelujah, fill them up with water. And they filled them to the brim. And he said, draw out. They drew that wine out. And then somebody said, they saved the best wine for last. See, normally, when you go to a party like that, the best wine, when do you get the best wine? At the beginning, don't you? Hallelujah. But Jesus made this wine. It was perfectly made. So you might say, well, somebody might have got drunk. No. Wasn't fermented. Amen. So you could drink all you wanted and you wouldn't get drunk. But it was pure wine. Jesus knew what he was doing. He's faithful and true and holy. Amen. What does it say? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven. He's coming back just like you've seen him going to heaven. Now, they went back to Jerusalem and they went, go ahead. Mount called Olivet. Sabbath day's journey. All right. And when they would come in, right? Upper room. Bartholomew, Matthew, Alphaeus, Simon, son of Zelotes, the brother of James. They was praying. They stayed there praying. They stayed there seeking God. Now let's go to Luke chapter 24. They stayed there praying, seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. Waiting for the promise of the Father. Waiting for God's promise. See, God is faithful. As Pastor Benham talked about this morning, God's promises. When God promised you something, lay hold on to it. Lay hold on it. Isn't that right? Amen. Believe God. Trust God. Hallelujah. God will do what he said. He's a man of his word. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. If he said it, shall he not do it? Amen. He'll do what he said. All right. Luke chapter 24. This is after Jesus had risen from the dead now. The Bible say he showed himself alive to them after his passion, being seen of them 40 days, right? 40 days. And he appeared unto them, one over here and over here and over there. You know, he appeared to them. Now, let's look at it. Here's where he appeared to some. Luke 24, 13. What does it say here? Luke 24, 13. Emmaus. Mm-hmm. Three-score furlongs. All right. Now, as they went, these two men, they talked about all these things that had happened as they went. They was going to a little place called Emmaus. All right? Amen. As they walked and talked, Jesus himself drew near, and he went with them. As they went, he went with them, Jesus. All right?
Their eyes were holding.
They should not know him. Now, see, Jesus, he was walking with them, but they didn't know who he was. Although they knew him, but they didn't know he. See, Jesus, well, I'm just saying he disguised himself. Maybe that's not a good word to use, but he fixed it where they didn't know him. And Jesus can do that, can't he?
Amen.
You better believe he can. The eyes were holding, and they didn't know him, and they were talking. But what was they talking about? What was they saying? Jesus said, what are you talking about? What manner of communication have you, these one to another, all right? You walk and you're sad. I can see you're sad. But what's going on? What are you talking about? Cleophas, uh-huh. And Cleophas said unto him, are you a stranger in Jerusalem? Don't you know what has happened? Something have taken place. Are you a stranger in Jerusalem? Talking to Jesus now. Talking to the one that they felt like would be their savior, their deliverer. But they doubt. They hear they were doubting. Because he died on the cross. But what did Jesus tell them? He told the people, wait a minute, hold on a minute. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I raise it up. And they was, some of them were so corner, they said, this temple, what, 40-something years? Talking about the natural temple now. And he going to raise up? No, they said, no, this man is a fraud. You know, that's what they felt about. A lot of them felt like Jesus was a crook. The ones that didn't understand the truth. Isn't that right? People that were blind. People that were corner-minded. Destroy this temple. Talking about this temple of its body. And in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up again. All right. What does it say? Read. Don't you know the things that have come to pass? Uh-huh. What things? What things? What are you talking about? What things? Read. Mm-hmm. Concerning Jesus. We're talking about Jesus of Nazareth. You know anything about him? Talking to Jesus. Do you know anything about him? We're talking about Jesus of Nazareth. All right? He was a prophet, mighty indeed. He was, wasn't he? You better believe it. He was a prophet, apostle, teacher, all of it rolled in one, right? You better believe he was. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yes, he was a prophet. He's an apostle. Amen. Apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher. He was all of that rolled in one. Isn't that right? But he was a humble man. You talking about if you wanna follow somebody, look at Jesus and follow him. He's the one, isn't that right? He's the one that did things right. He did all things well. Because he's faithful and true, and he came on a mission. When Jesus came here, he came on a mission, didn't he? What did he come for? To seek and to save the lost, didn't he? He came to seek and to save the lost. That's the reason why, you know, I've been preaching about how he went through Samaria. Remember? To talk to this Samaritan woman. It was ordained of God for him to go through Samaria and talk to the woman. And he did. He went through Samaria and talked to that woman. Hallelujah. And if you read the scripture, you see many times how God led him. And he went exactly where God wanted him to go. and did exactly what his father wanted him to do. And here, what does it say here? What does scripture say there? Read. Is a prophet mighty indeed in word before God? What? And all the people. Mm-hmm. They condemned him to death. They condemned him to death. Hallelujah. They were jealous of Jesus. They thought he was going to take their place. That's right, didn't they? They were jealous. And one man prophesied. He was an ungodly man, but he prophesied. Said, you don't know nothing. Said about how one man going to die for the nation. But he prophesied, didn't he, that year? See, God can use anybody he wants to, can't he?
Yes.
Amen. He can. Remember Cyrus? He called Cyrus his servant, didn't he? And Cyrus did a great work for God in delivering God's people. See, God used anybody he want to. Isn't that right? Anybody that will humble themselves to God. And see, now that Nebuchadnezzar, he exalted himself, didn't he? And what did God do to him? My God. He became as an animal, didn't he? Turned him out. He was turned out into the wild, and his fingernails grew like bird claws. Hallelujah. The dew fell upon him. Why? Because he said, look what I've done. I've done this. My. No, you haven't done this, brother. And when God got through with him, he acknowledged God as being the only true God.
Amen.
God know how to bring us down.
Yes.
He know how to lift us up or to bring us down.
Yes.
Humble yourself at the mighty hand of God, and what? He'll exalt you in due time. But you got to deny yourself in order to please God. Jesus himself humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God, what? Has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen?
Amen? Everybody got to confess that. They might not do it now, but it's coming a time they're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Isn't that right, the Father? They're going to have to do it because he's God. Amen. And what did it say here? We thought he was going to be the one that was going to deliver Israel. And this is the third day that these things were done. Because they knew he said he was going to ride the third day. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So they got on the move and went on their way down to Emmaus. Couldn't sit still. Hallelujah. But Jesus joined them on the trip, didn't he? And began to talk to them. What did it read? Yeah, women from our company, that they made us astonished. What they did? What did they do? What did the women do? See, women played a great role, didn't they? Amen. Women, hallelujah. Thank God made some of those men look look lazy. They got up early and went to the tomb, didn't they? And came back and what read what it says there.
Sceptical,
yes. They didn't find his body. See, they went looking for Jesus, and when they got there, but first they was talking. They said, "Who's gonna roll away the stone for us?" But when they got there, the stone was rolled away. Isn't that right? Now listen to this: the stone wasn't rolled away from Jesus for Jesus to come out. Now, don't think it was. Isn't that right? The angel didn't roll the stone away for Jesus to come. The angel rolled the stone away so people could see inside. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Jesus came out of that tomb, didn't he? Just like he said he would. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Thank God. And what he said, he'll do it. We can depend upon him. We need to get a hold to God's promises. God, you promised this. I believe you. I'm trusting you. I'm waiting on you. And begin to thank God for it. Amen. That's what we need to do. That's what God wants us to do, because we're living in the end time. in the last of the last day. And the Lord's coming soon. Let's be up and about our Father's business. Thank God. Hallelujah. God is Savior. He's our Savior. And neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And a lot of people are trying to climb up some other way, but they're the thief and the robber. Amen. Isn't that right? One way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ, Amen. Our Lord, our Savior, our King, our Master, our Lord, our faithful one. Thank God. Let's live for him, people, saints. Let's live for him. Let's love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. The word of God said, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. It's got to be all. Isn't that right? And the word of God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? All these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Let's put God first, saints. He's asking for us to put him first because he's worthy to be put first. What the scripture say here? Yes, the ladies, the women, when they went, they came, they couldn't find, they didn't see his body. They said they'd seen a vision of angels, all right. Which said he was alive. Mm-hmm. And certain of them that went through the sepulchre. And the women that said, now remember when the women told them this, Peter and John went, didn't they? They ran. And John outran Peter. And they got there to the sepulchre. John stooped down and looked in. Peter ran on in. In the sepulchre. And hallelujah. Thank God. God is faithful. God is faithful. He's true. Hallelujah. All right, read. They didn't see him. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Jesus said to him now. Jesus said to these two men, oh fools and slow of heart. In other words, you're too slow to believe what I told you, what he's saying. And, you know, he wasn't just scolding them, you understand what I'm saying? But he was just getting down on them a little bit. Oh fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Read. Had not Christ to have suffered these things? He came into the world to suffer, didn't he? He came into the world to die. Are not Christ to have suffered these things, all right? Mm-hmm. And listen what he did. And beginning at Moses. Listen at this now. See, Moses prophesied of Jesus, didn't he? He said, the prophet said, the Lord your God raise up of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear. It shall come to pass all that hear that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses talked about him, prophesied about him. He began at Moses and all the prophets. Isaiah talked about him, didn't he? Yeah. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And of increase and of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David to order it and to establish it. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, from whom all blessings flow. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosanna to Jesus. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Glory. Hosanna to Jesus. He's so good. He's so good. Hallelujah. He began at Moses and all the prophets. Hallelujah. Thank God. Michael talked about him, didn't he? Hallelujah. Jeremiah talked about it. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. He began in Moses and all the prophets. Read. He expounded unto them Listen to this, man. I would like to, my Lord. He expounded unto them what? In all the scriptures. Things concerning himself. They went through now to the village where they went. Go on. Yes, like he acted like he was going to go further. But what did they say to him? They constrained him, right? Abide with us. It's toward evening. All right. The day is far spent. Stay with us. Abide with us. Continue here with us.
He went in
to tarry with them. And he sat at meat with them. He took bread and blessed it. He broke it and gave to them. Hallelujah. 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 Their eyes were opened, and what, they knew him. Right? And he vanished out of their sight. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Thank God. What a mighty God we serve. Mighty God we serve. He vanished out of their sight. And what happened? What did they do? Did not our hearts burn within us? While he talked with us, by the way, and he opened unto us the scriptures. He opened unto us the scriptures. Didn't he? He opened unto us. Our hearts burned within. While he talked with us, by the way, and opened unto us the scripture. So what did they do? They couldn't stay there, could they? They couldn't stay there. They rose up the same hour and went back to Jerusalem. Thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God I did the same thing. Hallelujah. God is good. God is faithful. They returned. They went back to Jerusalem. And what happened when they got there? Read. And they found the 11 gathered together. The Lord is risen indeed.
And has appeared
unto Simon.
And told what things were done in the way.
In breaking of bread, yes.
And as they thus expected,
Listen to this. Now see, the Bible says he was with them 40 days and he appeared unto them, you know, here and there. And while they was there talking, what happened? Jesus himself stood in the midst, didn't it? While they were talking, Jesus just came in. And what happened? Jesus said, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Jesus said many times, fear not. Isn't that right? Then he said, but he said, peace be unto you. Read.
They were terrified.
They were afraid. When you've been afraid too, yeah, I will have been. They were terrified and frightened, and what happened?
As opposed that they had seen
the spirit. They said, well, look, we're looking at a ghost here. No, we call it a ghost, though. Suppose they had seen the spirit, and what did Jesus say? Jesus know how to comfort you, doesn't he? Yeah. Jesus know what to do. What did Jesus do?
He said unto them,
why are you troubled?
And why
do thou arise in your heart? What are thoughts arise in
your heart? But my hands and my feet.
Behold my hands, hallelujah. Look at my hands. And look at my feet. Look at my hand and what, read it. Go back there and read that. Look at my hand and my feet. In other words, why do you want to look at his hand and feet? Nail prints. Right. Nail prints. In his hand. Nail prints in his feet. And what else did he say?
That it is I myself.
Handle me and see. Come, you can come and handle. Look at these nail prints. You can handle me. Handle me and see. For spirit what? Have not flesh and bone as ye see me have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He know what to do, doesn't he? He know exactly what to do. What else did he say there?
When he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet.
Yes. Listen to what he said now. He's going to let him know that this is him. Have you got any meat here? Do you have any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broad fish and of a honeycomb, right? Amen. He took it and did eat before them, right? Amen. And what?
And he said unto them,
these
are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you.
Yes.
That all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses.
My God.
And in the psalm concerning me.
God is faithful, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
God is good. God is true. And God is holy. Amen. Let's trust him, saints. All God's promises, the things God has promised us, let's believe him for those. Amen. Let's trust him for those. Let's believe God for our, we praying for our families, right? We praying for our loved ones to be saved. Do we believe God? Do we believe God? Well, God wants us to believe him. When we pray, he wants us to believe. Amen. He don't want us to pray and unbelief. What good would that do? Not going to do no good. Let's pray. When we pray, let's believe God. Let's trust God. Let's reach out to God. And let's claim hold to those blessings and begin to thank God for them. All right? That's what God wants us to do. May God bless you tonight. Give the Lord a hand clap. Give the Lord a hand clap. Have you got the song I've decided to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Amen. Oh, God, he's so good. He is so good. May God bless you tonight. God smile upon you.